Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So an old boss and mentor of mine used to say, play the ball where it lies. Followed by, if you can't get out of it, you may as well get into it. Well, things here in the United States have been decided from an election perspective. The majority of the country has voted, and a new leader is now in place. And so we have a choice to make. The choice is we either accept what happens or we try to fight against it. But the challenge with fighting against it is it's already been determined. It is what it is. We can't change it. So I would argue that this concept of accepting what is becomes important. It's time that we realize that we have to play the ball where it lies, because to do anything else is just an exercise in futility. And so what that also means is the time for debates and the time for arguments should end. If you are on the winning side of this thing, what good does it do you to gloat? You're just going to create more animosity. People are going to get angry with you. And it's just ego. And it's completely non-productive. And if you were on the other side, to continue to dig your heels in is also a waste of time, because it's an impediment to moving forward and it gets in the way of healing. You know, Buddha once said that anger's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's just time for us to get past this as a country. When your team loses the game, at some point you accept the outcome and you move forward. And that's what we have to do. But my hope in doing this is that we can resurrect our sense of values as a country, that we don't let all these divisions get in the way of things. And there's some things that we can do to help. One of them is to look at kindness and compassion versus anger and animosity. Right? Why can't we just be nicer to each other? Why can't we be more compassionate to each other? When I look at my 50 years on this planet, I know that, you know, most of that time I saw kindness and compassion, but I haven't seen that very much recently. It's gone the other way. So we've got to bring this back. And you know, part of that comes in taking responsibility for your own actions and for what's happening versus placing the blame on other people, right? Accepting responsibility puts you in the driver's seat. It gives you control. Blaming others makes you a victim. So again, looking at responsibility and realizing with that responsibility that the good of the many outweigh the good of the few or the one. It's really about doing right by other people. It's finding ways to help other people. And that's really where we should be focused. And part of that requires honoring our differences. And you honor differences through tolerance and respect. And finally, you know, it's accepting defeat gracefully. I watched a video of John McCain last night and his speech after losing to Obama in 2008. And I realized what an amazing human being this guy was. Just simply getting up and accepting the situation the way it was. Getting out there and telling people that, you know, now this is what's coming, and embracing the change and realizing that the country had spoken, they made a determination, this is what it's going to be. And he handled it with such class and such eloquence. That is the model of the way things should be here. And I hope and I pray that we get back to that, to really who we are and who we should be. So it's time now to heal those personal relationships. It's not us versus them. It's okay to have differing opinions. You can still love a person without loving their beliefs. But the important thing is that you have some tolerance and that we realize that we are in the situation. It's time to play the ball where it lies. It's time to put our differences aside. It's time to move forward. There are things that need to be done in this country and in the world, and we can do those things together. And we can be much more effective if we're unified than if we're divided. in the end, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. And to the point that George Bush, the first George Bush, Sir Herbert Walker said, he wanted to create a kinder, gentler nation. Maybe that's something we should all be striving to achieve.